Hello? Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa William. So, how may I help you?
What is this you're talking? I've just got a message from eBay. I have not bought anything from eBay.
All right. So, actually, the reason of this call.
It said it was $299. I don't use eBay. I haven't bought anything.
Okay, ma'am, I will explain you. So, actually, this morning, ma'am, we have found some suspicious thing because some overseas people are trying to misuse your information, and they have tried to purchase the Samsung Galaxy phone, cost you $299. So, it's a confirmation call. You want to place the order, or you want to cancel and refund back your money?
I want to cancel whatever's happening. I don't know what I'm supposed to have even bought. I'm 80 years old. I hardly ever go onto the computer.
Okay, you have to
cancel properly. I'm sorry. You have to speak up a bit better.
Yes. Can you hear me right now, ma'am? Is it okay for you?
Yeah, that's better, love. Yep.
Okay. All right, okay. So I'm just going to help you, ma'am.
Yes,
okay,
I'm
yes.
eBay.
Okay, so I'm going to help you, ma'am, for the cancellation process right now. It's an online process, okay? And after that, I will block those people who try to misuse your information. So you need to put me on speaker mode, loud speaker mode.
I am.
Okay, and open the Play Store application from your phone, or if you have an iPhone, open the App Store.
If I have a Play Store, hang on.
Take your time.
I definitely didn't have a Play Store the other day. What does it mean? I don't use these sort of things. If I want to buy something, I go onto the computer and I haven't bought ever on eBay for many, many years. And that was when my husband was home. I can't find the Play Store. I haven't got
Okay, what can you see right now on your screen?
Well, I'm still looking. Samsung,
okay.
Google, and all that sort of thing. But there's no Play Store there. Can't find any Play Store.
Swipe your screen left to right.
I have no... Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. Yes, there it is. Now what do I do?
Yes, very good. Very good, ma'am. Open it.
How do I open it?
Click on that application.
Sorry?
Click on that application.
Apps. On apps or
yes.
What?
Okay.
Well,
it's an app store, ma'am. It's an app store or Play Store?
App store or Play Store?
Okay. Yeah, which one?
I can't. Can you tell me where I am supposed to press? All it's got was WhatsApp Messenger. QR barcode, the barcode, HD camera, Dan Murphy, ABC News, and Channel 10. That's on there, on the screen. I don't use these things.
Okay. You see all the application, small, regular application?
The what?
You can see all the regular application.
No, I can't see any what you're talking about. What am I supposed to look for?
Play store. Play store.
Well,
have you opened
I just did that Play Store. And it's coming up, it says, for you, recommended for you. So what do
Can
I
you see, ma'am? Yes, ma'am. Can you see, ma'am, very top, there's a long search panel box, the search box. Can you see that?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, give a click on that search box.
Right, now.
Very good. So just start tapping on the search box. I'm going to tell you the cancellation app's name. You need to type letter A for alpha.
But how do I know this is genuine? How do I know this
is
not?
It's a genuine call, ma'am, because we are not authorized to ask your banking information, your card information, okay, ma'am? So this is a recorded line and we are not authorized to ask such thing. So no need to worry, all right? So can you see the search box? So start tapping over there. Letter A for alpha.
A for alpha.
N for November.
What's that for?
Yeah, why for yellow?
Ma'am,
I'm going to tell you the cancel.
I don't want any money taken out because I haven't bought anything.
Yes, ma'am, that's why I had told you someone from California tried to misuse your information. They get into your eBay account and try to purchase and try to make the payment. So we are going to put the payment on hold and cancel this order, all right? So
all
no
right.
Need to worry.
I haven't been on eBay for 5 years.
Yeah, ma'am, I understand that. That's why I'm helping you. Any day, type over there, any day. A-N-Y.
My.
Yeah, D-E-S-K.
Any desk. Oh, God, I'm pressing wrong.
Yeah,
I'm pressing
wrong. Yeah, just do a click on install.
What
download.
Is it? Any?
D-E?
Any desk.
Let's see for doctor, yes, right. Any desk. Now go for search.
So, look, I don't like the sound of it.
Click on
you're not explaining. I don't like this. I really don't like this.
Yeah, no need to worry, ma'am. We will fix all the problems.
I am worried. No, but I don't know who you are. I have no idea.
Yes, ma'am, but you have to trust with us, all right? Can you click on install?
Any disk install.
Yes, very good.
I can't even know what all these things are. I don't see.
Yeah, ma'am, we will guide you step by step. Actually, it's a secure application. It will help you for the cancellation process. It will provide you cancellation ID number. With the help of that number, we are going to connect you to our security department so that we will show you each and everything, okay? Regarding this order, regarding this payment, regarding those hacker information, from where location they are set to get into your eBay account, okay? So no need to worry. So have you clicked on install?
It says it's already installed.
Yeah, open it.
Privacy. Do I press that privacy?
Click on continue. Yeah, click on continue. Okay. Next. Yeah.
Again, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, cancel. Click on cancel. Don't
right.
Click on OK. Cancel.
Hmm.
Can you see the tutorial?
Yes.
Yeah, skip the tutorial.
Don't
Can you see your address, the 9-digit number?
Sorry?
Can you see your address, the 9-digit number?
That is... What? Address?
Your address.
That's not my address.
What can you see?
There's number 931.
Yeah, that is the cancellation ID number, ma'am. Confirm me that number one by one.
931. 931. Yes. 767. 767. 333. 333.
I'm confirming your number once again. 931-767-333. Is it correct, ma'am?
Yes. And where
okay.
are you?
Okay, just below the number. Yeah, ma'am, right. We are going to connect you to our security department, EWAY.
Oh.
Can you see the set password option, very blue? The set password.
I have no idea what my password is because I haven't used it for many years.
Yes, ma'am, right.
Listen to me, ma'am.
I will guide you, okay? No need to worry. Just below the number, can you see the set password option? The set password.
No. There's nothing.
The numbers you have given me.
Password.
Yeah. Yes, very good. Give a click on that.
Password.
Yeah, scroll down. Give a click on that. Set password. Scroll down.
Yes.
Scroll down.
And it's
scroll down.
Access. What's that?
Scroll down. Scroll down.
Where to? Where do you want me to start?
Permission profile. You will see there is a permission profile. Give a click on that permission profile.
Unattended.
Yeah, give a click on permission profile, unattended access. Give a click on unattended access. Give a click on unattended access.
What does that mean? That you don't, you're not explaining yourself very well.
Yeah, ma'am.
What is unattended access? I'm not
going to get that. Yes, ma'am. Unattended access, ma'am. Listen to me, ma'am. I will guide you. You may ask question, okay? So, unattended access, ma'am, we are going to connect you to our security department so that we will show you each and everything regarding those hacker details, regarding this payment, regarding the cancellation form, refund form, all right? So that we will block those hackers. So have a click on unattended access.
Right.
Okay, so can you see enable unattended access? Enable unattended access?
Yes.
Okay, give a click on that. Can you see set password? Set password option?
I don't have the
password. I'm going to give, yes ma'am, I'm going to give you the secure password. You need to type all in lowercase. Type letter A for, E for eBay, E for elephant,
A.
B for, yeah, B for Bravo.
Right.
A for Apple. Y for yellow. Are you start tapping over there, ma'am?
Sorry?
Are you start tapping on the set password option?
There's four of them. Four letters so far.
Yeah, name seven, number seven. Number seven. 860.
Right.
7860. Now click on OK. Can you see the OK option? Click on OK.
Yes, I've already done that.
Now, ma'am, listen carefully. We're going to connect you to our security department so that we will show you each and everything and block those people. So once you will see, you will see the two options. When you will see security warning, you need to scroll down the page, very bottom, click on two check boxes. Better of this, don't show me again and accept. And when you will see start now, you need to click on start now so that the cancellation process is started. I'm going to connect you to our security department, all right?
No, I think so. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, okay. So no need to worry. Can you see start now option?
Sorry.
Yeah, click. Okay. So what can you see right now, ma'am, on your screen? Do you let me know?
I've gone off the screen. It says do not accept this unless you know who it is that you are talking to.
Okay,
and I have
okay.
no idea.
Oh,
I would rather
okay.
just be on eBay. I would
okay.
be
so what can you see do right now, ma'am?
I've already
what
got it. Screen. I've taken it off. I'm not doing it. Sorry.
Okay, just hold the line. I'm going to connect your call to our senior manager.
I'm pressing buttons, okay. but I don't know what I'm doing. I just
okay.
don't know.
You just hold the line. I'm going to transfer your call to the senior manager, all right?
Yes. Okay, love. Thank you.
Okay, just hold the line. I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager, all right? Please hold the line,
yes.
ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you for holding the line, ma'am. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor. How are you doing today?
All right, but I don't know who you are. I'm sorry. This is very unusual, all of this.
I understand, ma'am. Okay. So I do believe my previous colleague has just explained to you what actually is going on and what you are doing.
Well, as well as she could explain, but there's answers I'd like. How did they hack into my account? I think I might have bought some Christmas things last year from Craft Trade. That's it, and it was about $20. That's all I have bought in about 5 years from eBay.
I understand.
I sometimes have a little look. I do go on and look, but I haven't bought anything.
Okay, let me explain the things, ma'am. Like, we can see from our report, there is a fake eBay account has been created, and by using your information, some online fraudsters are trying to misuse your information by creating some fake accounts, okay? And they're misusing your details to do some kind of fraudulent charges. Now, what are you gonna do, ma'am? As because your informations are trying to be misused in our platform, so it's our responsibility, ma'am, to secure your details and block the fraud charges, okay? Now, I do believe you have got the security application, which is AnyDesk, and you have got the cancellation ID.
Yes, but I turned it off because there was a message come up, do not trust this. If you are not sure, do not press OK. So,
all right.
Okay. Right. I'm
now,
not doing it.
Okay.
I don't know if you're really eBay.
We are not from any XYZ company, okay? Because we are not here to waste your time or our time by talking wrong things, okay? We need to fix the problem immediately because your identity details is getting misused for some fraud activities. Okay, so we need to secure your details as soon as possible. So can you please open up the red app AnyDesk once again? Please open it up.
Which red play? Is that
it's a red color icon. Yes, AnyDesk. You need to open it up, yes.
Open.
And now what can you see on your screen?
There's the number, 931.
Okay.
767. 3333.
Okay, and just below the numbers, can you see any option you say set password?
I can't see any password things.
Okay, look at the left-hand side top corner. You will get to see three horizontal white lines. Do you see that?
Right. Okay.
Click on the three lines, ma'am.
Yes.
Now, do you see any option? It says settings. You need to give a click on settings.
Yes.
Now, do you see security? There will be an option security. You need to give a click on the word security.
Right.
Okay. Now, look, the first option, it says interactive access. The first option is always show incoming session request. You need to check in that first box.
Which one?
The first box, always show incoming session request.
Okay.
Check in that one. Yes. Have you done that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, after the first three options, ma'am, hear me clear, hear me well. After the first three options, do you see permission?
Yes.
Yes. Now, if you scroll down the permissions, and you will get to see an option, it says permission profile. You need to give a click on that.
Permission.
Just scroll down the permissions, you will get to see an option, permission profile.
Oh, let's see. Oh, yes.
Yes, now clicking on permission profile, click on the third option, full access. It says full access. Have you done that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you see a blank checkbox? It says enable unattended access.
Where's that box?
Do you see a blank checkbox? Enable unattended.
It is not on my screen.
What can you
see? Hear my device's sound output. Control my device's keyboard and mouse. That's what's on my screen. Clipboard.
Okay, you just scroll up the page a little bit. You just scroll up the page. Can you see permission profile at the top? It says profile
yes.
And this is profile enable unattended.
Oh. Hold
on. This
yes.
is a checkbox. It says enable unattended. Is it already checked?
Yes.
Just below that there's an option. Yes, and just below that there's a set password option. Give a click on set password.
I haven't got a preset password.
I'm gonna provide you the security password now.
Okay.
Click on set password.
It's not working. It won't. Nothing's working.
Okay, first of all, click on the blank checkbox, enable unattended. Is it blank checkbox? Click, check in that blank box.
Now, I've got password, it's asking me for the password.
Okay, now I'm giving you the password. Listen to me very carefully. All the letters should be in lowercase and there will be no space between them. Okay. Yes.
What are you going to do with this information before I go any further?
Ma'am, you're not giving any of your personal details on this platform, okay? Over here, we are connecting you with the security server of eBay, okay? So there is nothing personal in this platform, okay? In this application, there is nothing personal for you, okay? Now, on the panel, type there letter E. E as in Edward in lowercase, letter E.
Yes.
I will type in the letter E, ma'am.
Yes, I have. Yes.
Then type letter B. B as in Bravo, letter B.
What's that?
after the letter B, type the letter A, A as in alpha, letter A.
What is that noise behind? Are you in your own house?
Pardon me?
I can hear a noise in the background.
There is no noise, or I am getting the noise from the background.
Right.
Yes. And have you typed...
I'm sorry, I don't like doing this. I don't like doing it at all.
We are doing it for your own safety, ma'am. Okay? You're not giving any information to anyone. We assure you that we are going to secure all your details right now in front of your own eyes. Okay?
Right.
And you are the only authorized person to make any payments, not anyone else. So it's very simple for you. Yeah. Now, what have you typed till now? Please tell me. Did you see three dots or four dots?
EVA. I've typed
okay.
EVA.
Then type the letter Y. Y is in yellow. Y. Then number 1. Then number 3. Then number 5. And then number 2. Have you done, ma'am?
Yes.
Now click on OK. Now just give me... Have you clicked on OK, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now just give me a moment. The server is going to verify the ID. If you see any option coming up on your screen, it says start now. You need to click on start now.
There is a... Are you listening to me? There's a big security thing on my phone saying
it's
not...
It's from our server. It's from our server, okay?
But how do I know this? You could be the hacker for all I know.
Why would I do that, ma'am? Why would I do that? I'm on the line with you. I'm trying to help you out. You need to have some patience with me. I'm trying my best.
Yes. Okay.
Now, you put us the wrong password. Okay, you have set it a wrong password. At the moment, what can you see on your screen? Please tell me.
Well, it's gone. Where'd it go? I don't know where it's gone now. Oh.
What can you see? Tell me.
I don't know what the number was. It was E-N-I...
It's not E-N-A-Y, ma'am. It will be eBay 1352.
No, I haven't got
what
that
can
one.
Just tell me what can you see on your screen.
Well, if that's on the, what does it say, on the remote address. I haven't got the number. I can't find it.
I'm
back
asking.
To my address.
Okay.
931.
Okay, look at the left-hand side tab. You can see the three lines. Click on the three lines.
Yes.
Now click on settings. Now click on security.
Security.
Have you done that?
Yes. But no. I was getting a warning not to let it go any further. In red letters.
It was from our security server, ma'am. It was from our security server so that we can block the foreign IP addresses, okay, which are trying to get into your network. That's what our server is giving, yeah. Now, are you on the security? Have you opened up the security page?
Yes.
Now scroll down the security and open up the and click on the permission profile.
Permissions. Okay.
Do you see permission profiles? Click on permission profiles.
I can't see where it says that.
Now scroll down the page a bit.
Here we go.
Now click on full access.
Full access.
And now click on set password.
I'll have to get my glasses so I can see.
Yes,
you.
Please get your glasses, ma'am. That will be much better for you.
Set password.
Now, after clicking on set password, Okay? You need to put, yes, make sure you're typing each and every letters in lowercase, and there will be no space, no uppercase, okay?
And you just
yes.
Tell me that.
Yes.
Okay.
The first word will be eBay, E-B-A-Y.
Yes.
After eBay, without giving any space, number one, number three, number five, number two.
Oh, I put six. Sorry, five. What's after five?
It's eBay 1352.
Right.
Now click on OK.
Is that right, that one?
Yes, click on OK now.
Okay. Nothing's working. No. It says it's already using this password.
Okay. Okay, do one thing. Erase the last letter. Erase the last letter, number two. Have you erased the last letter, number two?
Yes.
And make it 66.
Six.
Yes, 26.
Alright. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yes. I do believe you have put two sixes over there, right? Not number two, number six, right?
No, I've put two sixes, double six.
Yes, that's good. It will be double six. Now click on OK.
Yes.
Now give me a moment. The server will verify the ID. If you see any option say start now, then only click on start now. Before that, don't touch anywhere. You will get the security on your screen. Now you can see the start now option. Click on start now.
Where is it? I can't see it.
On the middle of your screen, do you see a start now option?
No. No. Nothing. It's got profile enabled, full access. I'm getting a security warning all the time.
It's not a security warning. It's a...
Office.
Yes. Now can you see start now option over there? It's from the email server.
Click on start now. This is too much for me. I'm 80 years old. This is too much for me.
No. Do you see the start now option, ma'am? You just give a click on start now.
No, there's no start now. There's nothing here that says start now. Nothing.
What can you see on your screen?
Profile. Full access. Profile enabled.
Now?
That's
Now look at the right hand side, there is a close option on the bottom.
Right.
Is there yes, click on close.
Close.
Have you clicked on close?
Yes.
Now, on your screen, you will get a box. Okay, over there it says start now. You need to just give a click on start now.
I can't see start. Oh, down the bottom, yes.
Yes, down the bottom. Click on start now.
Yes, I've done that.
Yes, now the server has verified your ID successfully. Now, can you see unattended access on your screen? Click on unattended access.
Yes.
Click on unattended access.
Yes. Enable?
Yes, just, do you see enable unattended access? Just check out that blank box. Don't need to check it.
Yes. Yes, check it. Yes.
Have you checked out, ma'am? Have you checked out that box?
Yes.
Now click on close.
Close. This won't work.
Don't click on cancel. First click on cancel.
Yes, and then close.
Now, yes, click on close.
Oh.
Now click on close the gate.
There is no close here, but I can see unless it's at the bottom. No?
Yes. Press the back arrow from the left hand side top corner.
Right. And now it's saying settings, general and security.
Click on the back arrow from the left hand side top again.
Okay. eBay Secure Server is now viewing your desk.
Now you are confirmed that we are not from any XYZ team, ma'am. Now are you satisfied?
I think so.
Okay, that's good. Now, you just press the home button and come back to your regular home screen, ma'am, where you can see all your regular apps and icons. Now we're going to start up the security procedures. Press the square button from the very bottom and come back to your home screen.
Right.
Are you back to the home?
I don't have eBay on my mobile phone. I only have it on my computer.
Yes, you just don't need to do that anything on your phone. Okay? And is it possible for you to turn on your computer as well, ma'am?
Oh. I'm sorry, but I need to eat. It's my lunch time. I am diabetic. This is
Okay, ma'am.
Very long time to start because I live in a village. You know, everybody else is using it. There's 500 people in here all using the mobile computers.
Okay. And what can you see on your mobile screen at the moment? What do you see?
I can just see, well, a few of my apps.
Okay. Just go to the main menu where you can see all your apps, ma'am.
Main menu? I don't know how to do that. They're all over. I have to keep moving them. They're everywhere.
Yes, yes. Do that. Do that.
Yes.
Slide your screen from right to left.
Yes. Any guess? Do I have to press that?
No, no, no. Just wait. Your internet is a bit slow, ma'am. That's why it's taking a while, okay?
My computer's slow.
Okay, I understand. Now, as I already told you, ma'am, that your informations are trying to be compromised. So, we already put the transaction of $299 on hold, okay? So, according to our server reports, ma'am, you do banking with St. George, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Now, we need to secure your information, right? So, because the fraudsters are trying to make some fraud transactions from your account, they are able to access your banking. So we need to secure it, okay? So please check, now first of all, check your statement of your St. George so that we can block the fraud charges for you, okay?
It might be still another few minutes before it starts. It's very slow.
Don't need to do it on your computer, okay? Mm. You can do it from your phone, ma'am. Do you have an application of St. George on your phone?
Yes.
You can check it from there, okay? And once you're logged in, please tell me, okay? Because the server is running the security, okay? Yes, don't need to do anything on your computer right at the moment. You just open up the St. George from your phone and check.
This happened about 10, 15 years ago, my husband and I. Currently experiencing technical issues, try again later.
Click on OK.
Right. Now what?
You just try to log in again. Make your security number panel empty and try it again.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh. It's just, no, it's unavailable.
Okay, now wait. Okay, click on OK. Click on OK. And I do believe you have got a Wi-Fi at your home, ma'am. Do you have a Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Okay, can you please connect your mobile phone with the Wi-Fi? Because of your internet is slow.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay, no need to worry. I will tell you. You know how to turn on your Wi-Fi box? Your router?
Security number. My security number is not working.
You just press the home button. Press the home button.
This is no good. I might have to ring St. George's still.
You don't need to do anything. You just... do you know how to turn on your Wi-Fi box? You just tell me that.
Well, I just turn on my computer and my computer comes on.
Okay.
I don't know anything else.
I don't need them very much. I understand. Once your computer is totally on, please tell me, okay?
Yes,
on the line,
it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes.
I don't know what's happening with my... with my number, though. I'm worried about my number is not working.
Yes, that's what we are trying to do. We are trying to secure your things.
That's not good.
Don't need to worry. You don't have to worry about anything, ma'am. We're going to fix it out for you. Whatever the problems are, you don't need to worry. We will try our level best so that we can fix it for you, and you don't need to go anywhere because you're a 9 years old person, ma'am, and we don't want you to face any kind of trouble like this at this point of age. Right?
That's good. This is playing out. My computer is not working very well.
Take your time.
Where do I have to get on to now?
Okay. Now, can you please confirm me, ma'am, which Google browser do you use on your computer? Is it Google Chrome?
Is it
Google Chrome? Like, it's a circular icon with three colors,
yes.
Red, green, yellow?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Open up a fresh page of Google from your end.
Yes. I've got it on.
Have you got it on?
Yes.
That's good. Now, look at the extreme top of your screen, ma'am. At the very top, do you see a long address panel, a long address bar where you can type at the top of your screen? Yes. Type there, type there, all in lowercase, okay? Type there letter G, G as in George.
Yes.
Now again, type the letter G, G as in George.
There's something happening wrong here. It's not working very well. I'll have to start again.
Okay. Type G, G.
Yep. There's a word there. It's saying google.com.au with a question mark.
Erase it. You need to make it empty.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Now, G.
Again, type the letter G. G.
They're all coming back up again.
You don't need to worry about that. You just keep typing. G.
Okay.
Then put a dot.
What is it, GT?
Yeah, it's G Gigi, two G's.
Oh, GG.
Yes. Then put a dot.
A dot?
Yes.
Yes.
Again type GG. Then put a forward slash.
Forward slash. Yep.
Then type letter U, U as an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
P as in Paris.
P as in Paris?
Yes, P as in Paris.
Oh, now YouTube's come up. Oh my God, what's going on?
You don't need to look for the options. You just type it from there, okay? You don't need to look for the options.
But something else came up, which I didn't type in.
You don't need to worry. Once you're done with the typing from your end, it will automatically disappear, okay?
GG, and then a dot, and then a dot.
No.
GG.
It's GG, then a dot, then again GG.
Yes, I had that.
Then put a forward slash.
Yes.
Then you as in, then you. Then P as in Paris, P. Then
right,
P as in doctor. Then D as in doctor, D.
Daughter. D.
Yes.
D for dog.
Then A for alpha.
Wait a minute, I'll do the D. Oh, I've got to do the D. Oh, it's saying it. It's
paying
up. It keeps on going off the screen.
Okay, you just calm down. You don't need to get frustrated about it. Just calm down.
Now I'm back up to the U and the P for Paris.
Then D for doctor.
D for doctor, yep.
Then A for alpha.
Yep.
Then P for tomorrow.
Okay, yep.
Yes, then E for Alpha. Sorry, it's E for Edward. After the letter T, after letter T, it will be letter E. E as in Edward.
So it says GG update.
I'm confirming you from the very beginning. Just check it, okay? It's JJ dot JJ forward slash update. After the word update, without giving any space, type number 0.
Number 0.
Number 0 once again.
Yep.
Then number
another
1,
zero?
Numerical 1. Yes.
Oh, so 2 zeros and then a 1.
Yes.
And the 1.
Now please read it back to me, ma'am.
Oh, God, it's playing up. I'm going to scream in a minute. And then, are you in a two?
What have you typed? Please read it out for me, ma'am, so that I can guide you further.
It's telling me it's not secure. It keeps going off the screen.
Okay, and now what comes up on your screen exactly?
I'm back, put your long URL here. I don't know what that is.
Okay, type there, look at the very top, okay? You can see the long address bar, right?
Yes, got GG. What's after GG again?
Do a thing, erase it, make that empty, erase it.
Alright,
yes.
And
now,
it's telling me it's not secure.
Okay.
Okay,
I understand. Your internet is not secure. You're going to secure it. Don't need to worry. You just put it over there. Make it empty, first of all. Make the bar empty.
Yes. Now
you're typing it at the very top of your screen, ma'am, or you're typing on the middle of your screen. Please let me know.
Yes, I am.
Yes,
but
you're typing.
It goes off the screen all the time.
Okay, I'm just asking you, where are you typing? Are you typing at the very top of your screen or you're typing on the middle of your screen, ma'am?
The middle bit, is that the right place?
No, you need to type at the very top of your screen. Look at the very top. There's a long address bar.
It says Google, and then there's a cross, and then there's a plus where it's gray. So which part do I put it on?
At the top of your screen, you see a long address bar. You see search Google or type a URL.
I don't use this bit. I use down the bottom where it says search Google.
No. You don't need to type over there. You have to type at the top of your screen. Look at the very top. It's a long address bar, a long search bar where you can type.
I can see it. Is that the dark gray one? Or is it where it says Google?
Sorry, come up again.
Oh. I'm trying to tell you, it's saying
yes.
Google.com,
yes.
AU with a question mark.
Yes, you just erase it. You just make it empty.
But that's,
click,
that's
click,
the middle
yeah?
line, not the top line. That's the middle one. Right. Now, GG.
No, no need to type GG. You just erase it. You just erase
okay.
it, okay?
I'll erase
yeah.
it. Okay.
And now, you're typing it at the top of your screen. Am I correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Type there letter A, A as in alpha. Are you typing A for alpha?
Yes.
Then type C for Charlie.
Okay.
Have you typed C for Charlie?
See, it's coming up as Counts Google. That's what's happening. Every time I type something,
yes, it
something
will come
else
up, ma'am.
Comes up.
Yes, something else comes up, but you have to ignore it. You just ignore that part, okay?
I'm getting rid of it, but then when I take my hand off the mouse, the word Google comes up. I can't
okay.
help it.
Okay, do you have a piece
See?
Of paper and a pen with you? I will help you, okay?
Yes.
Have a piece of paper and a pen. First make a note of it, and then you will put it on your computer screen, okay?
Right. Yes.
Yes. On the paper, write it. A for alpha, all in lowercase, okay? Nothing is in uppercase.
I know. You told me before. I'm
okay.
trying to tell you it comes up a different word when I put the letters in.
Okay. It's A for alpha, then C for Charlie.
Yes.
Again, type A for alpha.
A again. Yes.
Then type R for Romeo.
Right.
Then E for Echo.
E? Yep.
Have you typed in E? E as an echo?
Do you want me to type it now or are you finished telling me to write it?
No. You're writing it right. After the letter E, write letter M. M as in mother, letter M.
M, yes.
Then letter E once again.
The letter E, okay. There's something come up on the screen. Manage your privacy. From
you
Google.
You just leave it.
Leave that, okay.
Okay, what have you written till now? Please tell me.
A C A R E M E.
Then put a dot.
A dot, right?
Yes.
And I'll put it on the screen in a minute, will I?
No, after the dot, type CC. Write CC.
CC.
It's CC. as in Charlie, C as in Charlie, C C, two C's.
C C, two C's.
Yes.
All right.
Now you need to put this thing at the very top of your screen, okay? Not in the middle. You have to put it at the very top.
Well, there's nowhere to put it at the top of my screen. It's the second one down. There's nothing. I can't get rid of the bit at the top. Google.
What? You just click on the long address bar, what you can see at the top.
Well, nothing happens when I click on that one. It comes on the next one down, which is blue and white. Google.com.
You need to erase it, ma'am. You have to erase it.
Yes, but that's the second one down. It's not the top one. It's the second one. Right, so I type these things in, do I?
Yes, that's it.
A-R-E-M-T. And then a dot.
Yes.
And then C-C.
Yes.
Right.
Now press enter from your keyboard.
Enter.
And then what comes up, please let me know.
Welcome. Join with the code. I don't
okay.
know what this is.
Okay, I'm giving you the code. On the place of code, you need to put number one.
One.
Number five.
One. Five.
Then 2, 3, 8.
2, 3, 8.
Yes. Now click on the arrow pointing to the right.
Right.
Have you clicked on the arrow, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now have a good look at the extreme left hand side bottom corner. Look at the extreme left hand side bottom corner. You will receive an EXE file.
Where will this be? I can't see it.
At the extreme left-hand side bottom corner of your screen. This your file
the
has been provided.
Yes, the
yes.
client.
Yes, you need to open it. Give a double click on it.
A double click. Open.
Yes, click on open.
Yeah, launching application.
Now you need to click on run. Click on run.
It says, application security warning.
Yes,
publisher cannot be verified. Are you sure you want to run it?
Yes, click on run. Have you clicked on run?
Yes.
Okay. And now what do you see?
I saw something says do not give. Oh, and now it's coming up. Do you want to allow this app to make changes to your device?
Click on allow. Click on allow. Click on yes or allow.
Right.
All right.
System try. I have no idea what this is. Right, now what? Join the session, it says. And it's got a cross on it. You have successfully connected.
Okay, now just wait for a while.
Do I have to click not that I don't want to join the session?
No, don't need to click anywhere. Don't need to click anywhere.
Now I'm getting worried about my St. George account.
Yes, we're gonna don't need to worry. We're going to secure your account, okay? You don't need to worry about anything, ma'am. Okay? We're going to secure it for you. Now, you just open up a fresh tab, a new tab of Google.
Right.
Yes, open up a new tab.
Well, I've clicked that, but nothing in new tab.
You need to give a touch. Give a click on it. Yes.
There it
yes.
is. Yes.
Now you can log it to your St. George the way you do and log it. If you need any help, please tell me.
Should log on. No.
Just wait. If you do the login process for so many times, your account will be locked, okay? So make sure you're putting the right things.
Oh dear. I'm going. This is no good. I don't know what's happening there. Something's happening wrong. This is not right.
No. Before putting something, you first check it, okay?
It should be working. Remember me? And I've forgotten. Hold on. No, it's not working. I won't be able to get onto it.
You need to put the password correctly, ma'am.
I've forgotten what my password is. Oh, geez. I can't think. This is nothing.
Okay, just give me a moment. Okay, just wait, ma'am. Just wait. Don't do anything, okay? What I'm going to do, I'm simply going to transfer this call to the anti-fraud department, and the senior security officer is going to provide the security, and he's going to help you to protect your account from the online hackers, okay? You just give me a moment. I will transfer this call to him. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Yes, just stay on the line, ma'am. Hello.
Yes.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Peter Wilson. I'm the security officer over here. How are you doing today?
Not good. I've had enough. I'm going to get on to my St. George now.
Okay. I believe you understand my previous colleague what he have told you about some exact issue that what is going on your personal details, correct?
Well, I can't really understand too much. All I saw was at Christmas time, I bought some crafting for about $20. That's it. Mm-hmm. I haven't bought anything else for years and years.
All right. Now, right at the moment, I can see that somebody, without your permission, they are trying to get into your personal and financial details, and they are trying to charge some amount from your end. Okay? Now, that is the reason why you have told the previous guy that you haven't authorized any transaction that they mentioned, correct?
No, I don't know what the transaction is. He hasn't told me.
It was about $299.
But to who?
It's from purchasing some gift cards. So that is the reason. somebody has pretending it's to be you, and they have been connected with your network, and they are trying to compromise into your details. Now, if today they have trying to make a transaction of $299, they can able to do all the money out of your bank account. May I know that? So we don't want that to happen. So that is the reason why we are trying to put the security on your whole internet network, so that in future you don't have to face this sort of trouble. Now, could you just tell me that?
Can I please say something?
Yes.
I don't know who any of you people are. You could be the hackers for all I know.
No, not at all. Now, what do you see on your computer screen?
Now it's saying working on updates.
So we are upgrading the security. We are upgrading the firewall security on your whole internet network, so that in future the hackers can't get into your personal and financial details without your permission. Now, could you just tell me, when did you last time you log in into your accounts for the last time of your
eBay? eBay, you mean? On your
St. George. When did you last time logged in on your account of your St. George?
Well, I've been trying just now, and then about, I think it was 2 weeks ago or something.
And before that, when did you last time logged in before that?
I can't remember. Christmas time, probably.
So do you remember your client ID, your password, that sort of things? Because you see the people, those are connected with your network, they have got all the information, and they are trying to misuse with your details. So what you need to do, you need to take your time, and you do one thing, log in into your accounts properly, and make sure you're putting the details correctly.
Right, okay. I'm trying to ask, who are you people working at?
Before that, you was spoken to eBay department, then your call has been connected to the National Crime Agency. Now, we are the government employee. We work for a government, and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. We just did all the fraudulent activities and transactions, whatever is happening in whole over the country. We deal with it.
Nobody told me that. I understand. Right? So I don't know who I'm talking to or anything.
My name is Peter Wilson. And I'm from the Security Department of National Crime Agency. We deal with all the fraudulent activities and transactions, whatever is happening in whole over the country. We deal with it.
Right. And you're Peter?
Yeah, Peter Bloss. Peter Bloss. Yeah.
Right. Now, I've got to see if I can get into my account. I don't think I can.
You can.
They haven't taken my money out. Oh, my God. I'm in. It's all right. Now I can relax. Right.
All right. Have you logged in?
Yes.
All right. Now, what we will gonna do, we will gonna go ahead and activate the firewall security on your whole internet network, on your whole banking server, so that in future, nobody can get into your devices and do any activities without your any authorization.
Okay.
All right?
Yes. Because about 15 years ago, my husband and I got hacked for $6,000, and we only had about $6,000 in the bank. They just completely bought everything without telling.
Okay. So that is how they are trying to compromise into your details and doing some unusual activities. So we need to go ahead and we need to check that everything is in proper manner or not. Okay. Now just allow me some moment. Let me check on my system what we can do about it. And who are you the main user of this internet and or this account?
Me. Yes.
Okay. Right.
What is the phone number of your people? National Con Agency.
Okay, just allow me some moment. Now,
do you have a phone number?
Yes, of course we do have. Yes, of course.
I'm very suspicious. Sorry.
Yeah, that's not a problem. You should be, ask me this sort of details because everybody can able to go ahead and do whatever they want with your personal information. Now, note down with the number. It's 0240.
40.
170.
170-332.
All right, just hold on.
Is that a landline or mobile?
Yeah, just hold on for a moment. Let me have a word with my team. Just allow me some moment. Just hold on.
Oh my God.
Don't need to panic. I'm here to help you out, so don't. And in the meanwhile, may I ask you that apart from you, how many people use your this computer? Or you are the only user of this computer?
Yes, only occasionally I might need someone to help me fix it or something like that. A computer.
I can see that apart from you, there are lots of people who are using your personal details without your any authorization. So you don't know that, but I will gonna show you that so that I can able to understand it and it will gonna clear all of your doubts. So just allow me some moment. Now what do you see on your screen?
Hang on. I'm diabetic and I had to eat something.
I'm sorry?
I'm diabetic, so I had to eat a banana.
Okay, you have that.
I've got something that says run the name of a program folder document.
Yeah, now all that. Over there, type there C for Charlie, C.
C for Charlie.
M for mother.
Right.
D for doctor.
Right.
All right, now over there, type OK. Give a click on OK.
Oh, all right. Oh. So I just press OK, do I?
Yeah.
MD and OK.
Right.
Oh. Now it's saying Windows system something.
Yes, right. Now you told me. According to you, you are the main user of this internet connection, correct?
I'm the only one. The
yeah,
only
now I'm going to show you that apart from you, how many people are using your internet connection at the same point of time. Now on that, type there N for November, the letter N on that black box.
Where it says user, owner?
Yep,
on there?
Yep.
N?
Yeah.
Right.
E for Echo. E.
A.
T for Tokyo. T.
Right.
S for Sugar. S. T for Tokyo.
Right.
A for Alpha. Let's see for Tokyo again.
Okay. Restart.
Yes. NetStat. NetStat is the short form of network status. Now, I'm going to show you what is the current network status of yours. Now, what do you can see? Just do let me know.
Local address. Foreign address. Oh, now it's saying updates, working on updates. I don't know what that is. Don't turn off your computer. It's a blue screen with white words on it.
Okay, it will come up. It will come up.
Is that from you or is that from somewhere?
It's from the server. It's from the server. It's not a human being that can control or see your screen. It's from the server. Okay, you're connected to the security network.
And yep. It's gone back to the Windows System 32 with the Microsoft Windows written on there again, that black screen.
Yeah, now can you see anything like local address on the left-hand side?
Yes.
All right. Now these are the local IP addresses which belongs to you. Whenever you went down to any website, search something on the Google, these are the IP addresses belongs to you. And look at the right-hand side. Can you see foreign address, it says?
Yes, I can say foreign address.
Yeah, now these are the people from overseas countries like China, Nigeria, Cambodia. They have been connected with the same internet IP address of yours. And just beside to that, can you see it says state?
Established? Yes.
Now can you understand that apart from you, there are more than 10 devices which is connected with the same internet IP address of yours. So that means these are the overseas people who are coming from overseas countries, have been connected with your network, and they are trying to misuse with your details and with your information. Correct?
So
you don't need to worry about it. What we will gonna do, we will gonna go ahead and we will gonna upgrade the firewall security on your whole internet network and on your computer as well. But it will take some time to upgrade the security, so we want your cooperation. So that we will gonna go ahead and we will gonna upgrade the firewall security on your whole internet network. Do you got that?
All right. Now, I live in a village, and we do our email, internet, a lot of it, through the office. So is that why this is happening?
No, there are some persons from overseas countries who have been connected, and they are trying to misuse with your details and with your information. Now, that is what we need to do. We need to go ahead, and we need to make sure that nobody without your permission can do anything about it.
Okay.
So, what we will gonna do, we will have to activate the firewall security on your internet connection, so that you don't have to face this sort of trouble, all right?
All right.
All right. Now, could you just tell me, could you just do one thing, could you just be handy with your cell phone and like open up the AnyDesk application on your cell phone?
AnyDesk, yes. Yes. Yes, I've got it done.
Now, open up the AnyDesk application where you're able to see the number.
Yes, remote address. Is it that one?
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Now, is it, the number is 931, that's the number?
767.
All right, now on your screen, we will gonna get connect you to our security server of National Crime Agency, all right? You are able to see on your screen, okay?
I thought that was you.
Yes, that is us, and we are trying to get connect you to our security server. That's what I said. Because the internet connection that you are using at the moment, it is no longer safe and secure. So first of all, we need to get connected to the server, then we will gonna activate the security. Now, on your screen, can you see any option? It says start now.
It's got a queue on there. I don't know what the queue is.
Yeah, can you see start now, it says?
Can't see any start now.
On your mobile screen, what do you see?
It says, AnyDesk, connection established, National Crime Agency is now viewing your desk.
Okay. And now what do you see?
Your address is 931-767-333.
All right. Now, let me get connect to the server once again. Just hold on.
But it takes...
Can you start now? Can you start now?
Can I...
Start now. Can you start now?
Yes. The phone number here is different. Is now... 45, don't know what that number is. Start now, you want me to press? I've started, I press the button, nothing's happening. I don't know what that number is. Can you tell me what that number is that I can see? Hello, Peter?
Yes, I'm here. You just leave it, it will come up. You don't have to put anything over there, you just leave it.
Yes, but one of those numbers, it says National Crime Agency. And it's got 4511.
11695. Who is that?
Yes.
The person that's doing it?
No, this is from the National Crime Agency. As I have told you that it's not a human being, it's a server. You are connected to a server. So the server will gonna upgrade the security. All right.
Okay.
All right. Now, just allow me some moment so that we can activate the security.
It's been over an hour. Oh, goodness.
Who is it that's got this sign here working on updates? Don't turn it off. Is that my server, is it?
Okay, you do want, yes, right. Now, just allow me some moment. Now, you do one thing. Press the home button from your mobile phone. Press the home button.
Right.
Have you come back to your home screen?
It has, yes.
All right. Now on your mobile phone, what do you see?
I've got some of my apps and web pages. Facebook, Google,
etc.
And AnyDesk is on there.
Okay, just hold on for a moment. It will come up. Okay, can you just do one thing? Can you just open up the AnyDesk once again?
Yes. It's not opening. Oh, here we go. Yep.
Can you just open up the AnyDesk?
It's open. Yes.
All right. All right. Now, once you get to see any option, it says start now. Give a click on that. Start now.
Yes. But why does it keep coming up? There's a warning.
Yes. Now press the home button. Come back to your home screen.
Okay.
Okay, now what we will gonna do, we will gonna go ahead and we will gonna activate the firewall security. Now we can't activate the firewall security like this, that we are securing your network. So what we will gonna do, we will gonna make a trap for these hackers, those are trying to compromise into your details. So we will gonna send you the code like this, that you have won a lottery, you are buying a car, or you are purchasing a land, is something like that. But it has, the code has only 10 seconds of validity. And after 10 seconds, the code will gonna expire. All right? So what you need to do, you need to open up the message quickly. Within 10 seconds, you need to scroll down to the bottom. You are able to see a six-digit code over there. You got that?
6 digits.
Yes. And you need to open up the message quickly within 10 seconds. So are you ready?
I don't like the idea of doing this. Sorry.
Okay, now just, it will come up.
Where will the message come?
Yeah, it will come up. I will gonna let you know.
Is that on an email or SMS?
Yeah. It will gonna come up on your normal text message, but make sure it has only 10 seconds of validity, and after 10 seconds it will gonna get expired. So are you ready?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm sending you the message right now. Now have you received that message?
Yes.
Open up the message quickly. Within 10 seconds,
yes.
You need to open up the message quickly and scroll down to the bottom. There should be a 6-digit code. Okay. Confirm me the code.
It's got the code on the top here. You want me to tell you?
No, open up the message properly.
All right. I'm writing them down. Never share this code. Your code for the new pay transfer.
Yes, and yeah, could you just confirm me the code? The OTP that you can see?
Well, I'm not supposed to share it, am I?
Yes, yes, confirm it to me. I have told you that it might be come from any of these, you know, like we can't send you the security message like this.
Oh.
So it will be come from anywhere out of the blue. But make sure, confirm me the code, like quickly. What is the code?
4-8-6-8-6-9. Do I get rid of it now?
Confirm it to me. 4-8-6-8-6-9.
Yes.
All right. Now delete that message quickly.
864. And then there's a number. People.
Yeah. Delete the number. Delete the number.
All right. Delete.
Yeah.
Okay.
Delete it. I've deleted it. All right, now make sure don't disclose this matter with anybody else until or unless we activate the firewall security on your whole internet network. Okay.
What do you mean? I intend bringing my bank to make sure everything's all right.
I'm sorry?
I want to get onto my bank.
Of course you can. You can go ahead and you can check the balances that everything is in proper manner or not. Check it.
Yes, I've just got it now. So far it's all right. Yes.
All right. It's all right. Now what we will gonna do? We are just upgrading the firewall security on your whole internet network. But make sure the thing is that there are some persons who have been established on your internet network. So until or unless we put the security on your network, you can't allow to do anything on the internet. Or make sure one thing, whenever you are trying to call somebody from this network, the hackers are tracing your calls and they are taking information from your network.
I bought something the other day, but not on eBay. It was from a lady's clothing store on the computer. Maybe they picked it then.
Okay, don't have to do anything about it. Leave it for now. What we will gonna do, we will gonna go ahead and activate the firewall security and we will gonna let you know. Okay? So
and
the thing is that yeah, so the thing is that yes, like we will gonna go ahead and I will gonna get in touch with you every time whenever I get any update. Alright? But make sure one thing, what we need to do, we need to put the firewall security. So you are not allowed to make any internet activities on the internet.
Until when?
Okay, I will gonna let you know that. You will gonna get the update over on your screen, alright?
Alright. Now, I have to go out in about an hour somewhere. I've got to go.
You can do that. That's not a problem.
But how will I know when I can use the internet again?
Okay, it will gonna come up. No, it will gonna come up on your screen. That how much time it will take.
Oh, alright. It's still saying working on update.
Anything changes?
It's saying 24 hours.
It says,
right.
What it says?
24 hours to activate the security.
Right. So the service is that it will take 24 hours to activate the firewall security on your whole internet network. So that means we have to wait for 24 hours. All right?
Okay. Right.
Okay. But within the next 24 hours, you are not allowed to do anything on this device, on this internet connection. Do you got that?
Okay.
Now, do you have to go to somewhere? Do you have got any appointment or anything like that?
Yes, this afternoon.
This afternoon. But I want you to make sure one thing that as because you are in a part of the investigation to the National Crime Agency, to the government agency, so like it's my humble request to you that you don't disclose this matter with anybody else, not even with your family members, until or unless we put the security on your network. Because the hackers can be traced your calls, and these government things. I don't want you to disclose this matter with anybody, because according to the government, if you disclose this matter with anybody else, it's a crime.
It's a crime?
Yeah.
So
if
telling
you do
your family to be careful.
No, like I said that if you disclose these things with anybody, this would be the crime like that we will gonna do, because we are in a part of the investigation. We don't know that who is the exact employee and who is trying to compromise into your details. So that is how we need to go ahead and we need to make sure that who is the person is trying to compromise into your details. Do you understand?
Right. Okay. So for that
reason, we need to go ahead and we need to wait. And we will gonna go ahead and check that, who is the exact person who is trying to compromise into your details. So you just need to promise me one thing, that you won't gonna disclose this matter with anybody else until or unless we catch these hackers down.
But how long will that take?
It will take 24 hours. It says need 24 hours to activate the security. So it will need 24 hours. So till 24 hours, you don't switch off the computer. You need to turn on the computer the way it is.
I don't turn it off.
No, you see that what it says on your screen, what it says.
Working on update.
You see that, don't turn off the computer, leave it the way it is. So it will take 24 hours to activate the security. Now you have got my number as well.
Now, is that your phone number? That 02401703. Is that you?
3332.
Oh. 02401703332. Is it?
Right. And my name is Peter Wilson. I believe you remember that.
I've got it written down because I intend ringing up.
Right.
I'm not easily led. I'm a bit suspicious about things.
Okay, that's not a problem. But you see that it says that your computer is upgrading. Don't turn off the computer. And the service says that it will need 24 hours to activate the security, correct?
Right.
So you don't need to turn off the computer. You leave the computer the way it is.
Leave
the computer the way it is for the next 24 hours. But make sure don't turn off your computer for the next 24 hours. Okay?
Now, will you contact me? Will you personally?
Yes, right. I will gonna get back to you whenever in the meantime if I got any updates. Okay? And make sure one thing, don't disclose this matter with anybody else until or unless we put the security. Okay? Not even with your bank.
And why is that? My family is honest. They would not. They don't even borrow money from me. Never.
As because we are in a part of the investigation, after 24 hours, you can talk to them and you can tell them. So within 24 hours, you are not allowed to do anything or don't anything to anyone, not even with your bank, because we need to go ahead and we are just upgrading the security. Do you got that?
All right. So when I ring my bank, I can't tell them why I need them to make sure everything's all right.
Everything is all right till now because you are in a part of the investigation. All right. So you are not allowed to tell this to your bank as well for a moment because we will going to upgrade the security and after that you can do whatever you want. Okay?
Yeah, it just sounds a bit strange to me. Sorry.
I'll make you understand. As because there are some person who have been established on your network and they are trying to compromise into your details. It's not about only your bank. It might be happen in future. You can change your bank account. You can change your card details. But can you change your identity?
No.
So that is the reason why the hackers, the people are using your identification and they are using your identification for some internet purposes. So that is the reason why we need to go ahead and we need to close down all these activities, whatever they are doing.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is just leave the computer the way it is, and I will gonna get back to you whenever I have got any update. Okay. But make sure don't switch off, don't turn off these computer for the next 24 hours. All right.
Okay.
Do you want to ask anything? Do you have got any questions in your mind? You can ask me.
Yes.
Yeah, of course, then ask me.
Yes, I do. The thing is, now, if I should look up National Crime Agency and ring their number, would I get onto you? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, you can search it on the Google as well. But I'll do that for you. No, it's from the server. It's not a human being that control or see your screen.
Who can see my bank account right now? It's just
nobody. Nobody can able to see it. Nobody. How can I see it? Like we don't have got that authorization that we can able to see your screen.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much, Peter.
Okay, that's not a problem. It's my a duty to resolving the problems of our customer, because there are lots of people like you whoever is facing the same sort of problems, okay?
Yeah.
And we are working hard 24/7 for them.
See, and I have no, well, I do have a choice, but it's through my office where I live. Our server is provided,
okay,
and we just pay a little,
yeah,
bit, you know.
Yeah, can you see the number? It says contact us, National Crime Agency, and the number of ours.
My apologies for being a bit suspicious. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not a problem. You should be worrying about your each and every information, right? Because everybody can able to tell you that they are from this department, but they can't able to provide you the proper security and the proper number. You're able to search it on the Google, that contact us, National Crime Agency, and our number. Can you see that?
Oh, good, I can. Yes, thank you. Yes. Very good. Yes.
Now close down the page.
Now, do you think you might actually... it says Google. Will I go further back?
I'm sorry?
Oh, it's got Google there. Will I get rid of Google?
Yeah, close down that.
Right, now back to that black page with the addresses on.
Okay, so...
And now it's working.
Yeah, now everything is clear now to you?
Mm. I hope so. This is scary.
Don't worry. I'm here to help you out. I'm going to definitely help you out regarding this.
Okay. Right here. Thank you. And so if I ring there, can I get on to you, that number?
Yes, right. Exactly.
All right. So that would put me through to you if I ring.
Yes,
start
right.
Getting worried and I want you to...
Yes, you can go ahead and you can call on that number, or every 2 to 3 hours I'm gonna get back to you, because it might be happen, as I have said, that the numbers are bugging, the hackers might be tracing your calls. Whenever you call anybody from your network, the hackers might be tracing your calls and they are taking information from your network. Whenever you will gonna call me up, maybe they will gonna, you know, like trying to manipulate you. So what I'll do, best thing I can do for you, that I will get back to you every 2 to 3 hours and I will take the update from you. This would be fine for you if I do so.
I will be out of the house. I have to, it's hard to explain, but there's a group of us going out and I have to be up at the front in my office at 4 o'clock to buy tickets for our dinner on Friday night. I won't be back till 5. So between 4 o'clock and 5, I'll be out of the house.
Between 4 to 5.
Yes.
Okay. All right. What's the time by your watch now? About 2 o'clock.
I'm 2 o'clock. Yeah, 2. 10 to 6.
So when you will gonna leave your house?
4 to 4.
4 to 4. All right, I'll get back to you after 1.5 hours, and after that I'll get back to you whenever you come back home, okay?
Okay, right.
And but make sure one thing, that don't turn off the computer, just leave the computer the way it is, and don't disclose this matter with anybody, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Janet,
okay.
It was nice to speak to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye for now. Bye.
Bye. Are you still there?
All right. You just hang up the call properly.